Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we talk a little politics over a cup of coffee today, because it's important. It's important to you and your world and your future and everything you care about. If you're awake, and hopefully you are, and that's, of course, why you're drinking coffee. So what would happen if somebody showed up on your doorstep and pounded on your door and tried to persuade you to get the vaccine shot? What would happen if that was a federal government worker? What would happen if that was a contractor hired by the federal government? How would you react to that? There's a piece by Lars Larson. It's in the Oregon Catalyst today. Joe Biden has announced that he's up a door-to-door effort all across the country to persuade Americans to pester them. Those of us who have chosen not to get vaccinated, to be vaccinated. How would you react to that? What if government mandates? Now, we've asked this question before, but it's a little different when somebody's pounding on your door, because you know what comes next, don't you? Sure, you do. You know exactly what comes next. Mandatory vaccination, or at least they're going to try. Now, how big a deal do you think this would be? How big a deal do you think it will be to those of you who work for state government or work for federal government or a county, say Marion County, Polk County, any of the counties surrounding this broadcast area of KSLM, which is centered around Salem? So the reason I ask that is because at the bottom of this hour, those of you who are government workers of any type, I want you to pay attention, because we're going to be talking with Jason Dudash of the Freedom Foundation. You know who he is. Folks, some stunning statistics that he's going to share with us about how much the Janus decision in the U.S. Supreme Court 3 years ago has put in, how much money it has put in your pocket, but more importantly, the freedom that it gives you as government workers to choose not to have to belong to a union if you don't want to. It's your choice. Isn't that a good thing? Even more importantly, he's going to talk about another decision that has to be heard before the U.S. Supreme Court and ruled upon. Another case that backs up Janus, because guess what? The unions have found a way around it. Imagine that. Which is partly why the Freedom Foundation has been suing them. 503-589-1220. The recall effort against Fred Girard failed. We sort of expected that. And one of the fallouts of this is not just the passage of Senate Bill 554. Please go download, go to responsibleresponse.com. Thank you, Mike Nierman, former Representative Mike Nierman, for putting that together. Responsible Response. .com. You can sign the petition. It's not just petition 301, but it's the petition that we talked about, petition 302, that stops a bad bill. Well, at least gives us the chance to vote on it, just like Senate Bill 554. This case, this is the bill that allows dead people to stay on our voter rolls forever. Dirty voter rolls. But how about Senate Bill 52, Which, again, Fred and the boys allowed to pass because they couldn't stop it. In fact, Republicans can't stop anything. And by the way, one of our friends sent me a quote from a Republican member of the House claiming that they stopped all kinds of bad bills this session.
Really?
I wrote back and I said, why don't you ask this person to prove it to you? They don't have the power to stop anything, period. How did they stop it then? Ask them that question. How did you really stop bad bills? Oh, did you sell us out for money for your district? You sold out our rights. Remember the calculation? Fred and the boys and the House members. Calculation is about $28 per person. That's what your life is worth under Senate Bill 554. Anyway, Senate Bill 52 is another bad bill that Fred and the boys and the Republicans who rolled over allowed to pass. This is the one that says the Oregon Department of Education must create and implement an educational plan for queer students, whether they identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, non-binary, queer, questioning, two-spirit, intersex. Now, that's a new one. Asexual or otherwise. Two-spirit, intersex. What do you think the ramifications of this are going to be? Hey, you Marion County Republican members out there who voted to back Fred Girard. You PCP people, how do you feel about this bill, Senate Bill 52? Now in public education, our children are going to be brainwashed by an educational plan from the Oregon Department of Education by law. As to whether your children, your grandchildren, are going to be asked to identify if they're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, non-binary, queer, questioning, two-spirit, intersex, whatever the heck that is, asexual or otherwise. Another consequence of Fred and the boys, and you think this is okay, and you want to celebrate him and stand behind him? You really should look in the mirror and you should ask. In fact, you should take some time together if you're people of faith and actually pray about that. Is this what you want? It is a guest column in the Oregonian by Mickey Gillette, who's a former teacher, a transgender woman, and the major gifts officer at Basic Rights Oregon, which is an LGBTQ policy and advocacy organization. Of course, she lives in Portland. She's celebrating the passage of Senate Bill 52. Yet, the House members, and I have yet to check to see who, in fact, voted for this as Republicans. I will over the break. But House members said they stopped lots of bad bills. Really? You didn't stop this one. Because you got bought off. You sold us out. Now, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, and I know I do, let me tell you where there's hope. You know what it is? People standing up at great cost to themselves. Let me give you the story here in Breitbart. The leftist school board in Loudoun County, Virginia. They've been the subject of lots of videos recently, right? Of parents having to be physically removed from school board meetings because they oppose critical race theory being taught in the schools. The school board is saying, yeah, it's okay. Well, here's another teacher in that same school district who they suspended a gym coach because a judge ordered them to reinstate him. Why? because he criticized the district's new transgender policies. Elementary school gym teacher Byron Cross was suspended in May after he appeared at a school board meeting and publicly criticized the district's new policy to address trans students by their preferred pronouns. He cited his Christian faith when explaining his decision not to obey the school's announced policy, which contains the district's new transgender policy. Quote, in his testimony before, now this took great courage because he knew what would happen. Quote, it's against my religion, Cross said during his speech at the board meeting. It's lying to a child. It's abuse to a child. And it's sinning against our God. He continued to say, it's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths we must face when ready. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first. I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion. It's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God, unquote. Now, the district then put him on leave after that because the students didn't feel safe around him. He took his case to the 12th Judicial Circuit Court of Virginia, where he was awarded a ruling in his favor on June 8th. 3 days later, the district said it planned to appeal because it said many students and parents at Leesburg Elementary have expressed fear, hurt, and disappointment about coming to school. Yeah, right. So now, the ADF Center for Academic Freedom is a center that is representing this teacher. And they're going to the state Supreme Court. They say the district has no right to at all to suspend him and that it has no case to overturn the lower court ruling because he has a right to free speech. The lawyer there said public schools, quote, have no right to suspend someone simply for respectfully providing their opinion at a public meeting. The lower court's decision ordering Tanner's reinstatement was a well-reasoned application of these facts to clearly establish law. So there's no reason for the Virginia Supreme Court to take the appeal. The school wants to force Tanner to enforce its ideals and shut down any opposing views that violates the Constitution and laws of Virginia. So did the school's move to place Tanner on leave. All right, so that's that case in Virginia. That's not Oregon. But it's a legal concept, is it not? Shouldn't we be encouraging and celebrating teachers, state workers? Now, this is a little hard. Those of you who work for any government entity, any government, you have a right to stand up. We need to be encouraged to have the courage. Because that encourages the rest of us that there's hope. Back to hope.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Dale wrote me a email about Mike Nierman. It says, Lars interviewed Mike Nierman today. I fully concur with you because I know Mike. He was a faithful Ofer member, among other things. Mike does not lie. made that point yesterday. Dale continues. It's one thing to have to contend with individual treachery. It's a whole nother ballgame to try to deal with treachery in mass. There is a sickness in this country that will kill us all if it is allowed to continue to metastasize. You're right. And that sickness is this belief that you just have to be nice and you can't fight. This is what has infected the Republican Party, folks. And it is why individual teachers standing up like this school teacher, teachers and employees in Oregon, other government workers who have stood up like Mark Janis did, we're coming up on the third anniversary here. It's Happy Janisversary. That's the story in the National Review today. And we're going to talk about it with Jason Dudash here of the Freedom Foundation at the bottom of the hour. Because those of you who are government workers listening to me, by the way, thank you for putting up with the garbage. Like all of this stuff you're being told you have to, the edicts that come down from on high, from Kate's office, about transgenderism, about binaryism, about every ism there is that you find personally objectionable. You have rights. And the Freedom Foundation is fighting for your rights. And they have some news to share with you about how you can stand up, how you can face the incredible pressure, because the unions, I told you this, they are not taking this lion down. They are, in fact, finding ways illegally to go around Janis. And there's more to come to that. We're going to talk with Jason Dudash here in a few minutes about the sickness, folks, has to be fixed. And it's only going to be fixed by you. And I'll get to that in a moment here. You know, the next few days are going to be hot. Temperatures are going into the 90s. If your air conditioning is not working, you just need to call Freedom Heating and Air, friends. They can come out and fix it quickly. Or if your air conditioning unit, which you kind of know is on its last legs, and you just haven't taken the time to give somebody a call, and it dies on you in the middle of the heat wave, you're not going to be happy. It's a great reason to call Freedom Heating and Air now. Or if it does die because you didn't get it fixed, or maybe you don't even know there's something wrong with it, and it just dies on you. They have great emergency services. They can come out and fix it quickly for you. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That is their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Call them. They'll come out. They can fix it for you. It's how they've stayed in business in Salem for over 40 years. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Friends, what we have to do as conservatives first, many of us are people of the Christian faith, but we have to take a stand here. And that means many things. It is the purpose of this radio show, and it's why I get up in the morning to do this show every day. It's because I want us to all stand together in unity. That's why I have to be careful about what I say. And I sometimes get a little negative, and I apologize for that. But I also have to be realistic here. For Bill Post and others to accuse Mike Nierman of lying is just wrong. That's not who Mike Nierman is. We have to call that out. We also have to stand in our Christian faith and pray that people like Bill Post and others, Christine Drazen, the Republican leader in the House, whom I'm very critical of, they see the light. That's what we have to pray for. Fred Girard, that he sees the light. Because you see, if they don't, and if the Marion County Republican Party, those of you who voted to support Fred Girard, in the face of what will continue to emerge to be the damage that his actions have done for everything you believe in, that you see the light, that you understand We have to have people who will stand up and fight. This is what Donald Trump did. There was no way that Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or any of the others that were running in the primary in 2016 for the presidency for the Republican Party were going to stand up and fight. It's not who they are. Donald Trump is a fighter. He did that yesterday with his announcement, of course, as you saw it, suing big tech in a class action lawsuit. And if you have been banned, those of you, you can join that class action lawsuit. That's fighting, folks. It is not what the Republican Party in Oregon has been doing. It is not what the Republicans in the House and the Senate have done. And let me tell you the damage of this is not just these legislation that they claim they stopped. All this bad stuff, really? Prove it, number one. And number two, the message they have sent is that, you know what? Like with Mike Nierman, you screw up a little bit, we don't like you, you're out of here. Or the very depressive effect of that they will not stand up and fight using every tool they can. What that depressive effect is, it says to the unaffiliated voter out there, it says to that persuadable person that I am asking each of you to consider trying to persuade. It says to them, why should I support a Republican? They won't stand and fight for me, for everything I believe in. It makes your job harder, friends. And it makes it harder for us to elect any Republican to any office in this state, especially the governor's race that's coming up. This is a big deal. There's an opportunity. It's up to us, those of us who are conservative, send a message. We will fight. God. Back home, the guy who fights takes the No, that's not poverty.
Haiti believers have light on their faces.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. At the moment, we're going to chat with Jason Dudash of the Freedom Foundation. If you're a government employee, you need to stay tuned and listen to this conversation. There's a lot more that you need to know and understand about standing up for your rights. Talk with Jason about that. Friends, Pfeiffer Roofing is one of our new sponsors of both this radio show and this radio station. They're a Salem-based company that's been in business since 1978. Second-generation family-owned company. Trevor Pfeiffer now runs the company. One of the things that they did is they obtained the franchise, an exclusive franchise for a product that will really benefit you. It's called RoofMax. You've been hearing me talk about this. This is a soybean-based all-natural product that is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof to rejuvenate it, to extend its life by maybe as many as 15 years. It has a 5-year guarantee on it. Folks, it's soybean-based. They spray it on. It goes on kind of milky white, and then it turns to a clear color. And in fact, it just darkens your roof just a little bit. More importantly, it permeates the actual asphalt shingle and seals it up. It rejuvenates it, gives it life again. Now, if your roof is on the decline and you know it, and maybe you're trying to sell your house, maybe this is a rental, maybe this is your own home, and you're thinking about selling it, and you know that the roof is going to negatively impact the price you're going to get for your home, you really should call Pfeiffer Roofing and have them come out, give you a free estimate. They take pictures. They'll talk about all the other things that might need to happen on your roof to bring it up to snuff. It's called a roof tune-up. May include getting up into your attic. That's fine. More importantly, folks, they'll be right up front with you, just like they've been since 1978. That's how they built this great business. They do it right. RoofMax is a product you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. Check it out. Watch the video. It's got a 5-year guarantee to it. PfeifferRoofing.com. That's the website. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Pfeiffer Roofing. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Please tell them you heard about this. Not only Political Coffee, but KSLM Radio. Call them at 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Think about using RoofMax. It is a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Maybe that's what you need. 503-647-4725. Pfeiffer Roofing. Jason Dudas joins us. Jason, great to have you back. The third anniversary of the Janus decision is coming up here shortly, but it still ain't enough, is it?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks. It's always a pleasure. Yeah, we just celebrated the third anniversary of Janus at the tail end of June there, and we had a pretty big announcement. The Freedom Foundation is taking the success that we've had not only in Oregon but along the West Coast, and we're going national. We aim to be the single biggest roadblock to government unions' agenda across this country, and be a resource to public employees who want to leave their union in all 50 states.
So that's part of the problem. That's part of what you guys are trying to do, is to educate all government employees about how they can leave the union, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, this all comes from that Janus decision that we were given by the Supreme Court in 2018. And government unions across the country, they knew how that decision was going to come down, right? And they were all shuddering. They thought it was going to be a fatal blow, but it just wasn't, because, you know, your average public employee isn't sitting on the edge of their seat at every Supreme Court decision and knowing how it's going to affect their lives. So they thought they were going to just see a mass exodus in membership, but they didn't, because nobody told the public employees about this and about their rights. The national membership decline for government union membership was between 2 to 4% in most states. In a state like Oregon, where we've been running a robust campaign since 2015 to healthcare providers and then to all public employees in 2018, our state's largest union, SEIU 503, they've seen massive declines. Their state employee membership, 33% of state employees no longer pay dues. If you include the healthcare population that 503 represents, their total union has about a 43% non-membership. That's massive, and that's not happening anywhere else in the country yet. But that's exactly what we intend to do.
So you mentioned your campaign to educate government workers here, unionized government workers, about what their rights are and how they can leave the union. And that sounds like it's been pretty successful here in Oregon. How are you going to do that nationwide?
Well, you know, I think that we have the formula, right? And it's not complicated. We essentially run a full-scale political campaign that includes canvassing, mail, email, billboards, texting, all of that. And we do it every day, every year. You know, we're not on a special campaign cycle. This is a constant battle. Even in Oregon, I mentioned we've been here since 2015. We still talk to people every day that have never heard of this, because we're constantly fighting the state to get data, to get the proper list of the people that we want to reach out to. They're constantly trying to not give that to us, so it often ends up in a court battle in some form or another. But this is still a really big issue. And especially right now, I mean, I don't know what happened over this last year, if the temperature in the union room just changed, but all of a sudden they're supporting these radically unpopular ideas of defunding the police, of critical race theory. I know you were speaking about just earlier. And these ideas, Jeff, they're not popular, right? This is not the unions can no longer make the argument that they are representing the will of the worker, right? They are a political machine and they have an agenda. And not only are they telling you that if you're a conservative, you're not welcome, period, but they're saying that if you don't obey, you're not welcome. If you aren't going to toe the line for us on every issue, you're not welcome here. Because again, they're no longer about advancing workers' rights. They're about advancing a radically different political agenda. And if you are still a member of a government union, you aren't doing anything helpful, right? All you are to them is a check in that cog.
That's right. Folks, we're talking with Jason Giudice. He's the executive director of the Freedom Foundation for Oregon. Check out their website, freedomfoundation.com. Well, one word, freedomfoundation.com. And there's a video there from Aaron Withey, who's the head of the entire effort throughout the nation. So, Jason, I got to ask you, how much money now have you guys figured out that you have, because you've been engaged in this educational effort here in Oregon, how much money have you caused to remain in the pockets of government workers because you've educated them to their rights?
It's really hard to get an exact dollar amount on that. But let me tell you, we know that public employees on average in the state of Oregon pay about $800 annually in union dues. So we've helped over now 20,000 public employees in the state of Oregon leave their union. So each one of them not only is keeping $800 in their paycheck this year, but next year and the year after that and every year to come. On the West Coast, we've helped roughly 90,000 public employees leave between Washington, Oregon, and California. And that estimates about $140 million that government unions on the West Coast have missed out of. And that's what the National Review reported on when they reported on our expansion. But the other impact on that, Jeff, is it's not just money that they're missing out of, but it's money that they also have to reevaluate what they already have, right? Because when they were just flush in cash, when they could count on a $1,000 check every year coming from every public employee across the state, they had money to spare, right? And we saw that mostly in politics, where we were seeing, you know, kind of $10,000 contributions across the board to anybody with a D next to their name. In this last year, in the 2020 election cycle, is really when we saw the first effects of our work post-Janus. And what we saw there was a much different tune, where it was a difference of $15.3 million that government unions in Oregon did not spend in the 2020 election cycle comparing to the previous presidential cycle in 2016. And as our work continues, I expect that number to get a lot bigger.
Indeed. So you have a number of lawsuits going. You launched your first ever RICO lawsuit because the unions were forging signatures on union cards. And so you've been going to court. You've been fighting about this. And you've been engaging in this educational effort. You've obviously had a positive impact for those of us who believe in workers' rights. What kind of, when government workers call you looking for assistance, what kind of stories do they tell you? Do they tell you that they're being intimidated? Do they tell you different and new tactics that the unions are trying to employ to keep them in the union or outright bully them? What are you hearing from workers?
Yeah, I mean, it really runs the gamut, right? But that's where our lawsuits come from. You know, we don't have some kind of third eye that sees into the depths of SEIU 503's office where we can see all their nefarious activity coming on. It's when members get sick of their crap and they call us, they tell us what's going on, and we sue them. But yeah, you mentioned the most egregious things, the forgery. You know, I'll take a little side note here. The Willamette Week yesterday had an article mentioning that the 503 director is going to run for governor, potentially.
Yeah.
And I just think that is so ludicrous. She's running one of the poorest unions in the country, doing all these illegal things, and she thinks she can run for governor. The tail end of that article calls it a joke, and that's exactly what it is.
Jason Dudash, freedomfoundation.com. Check it out, freedomfoundation.com. Keep at it, Jason. Keep fighting.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
648.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. What would you do if a government worker knocked on your door? Like Joe Biden says he's going to do, put door-to-door knockers out there and tried to coerce you into or intimidate you into getting the vaccine. What would you say? What would you do? I would reject it soundly, wouldn't you? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. You see, you don't have to comply, folks. Even if you did, isn't freedom worth standing up and fighting against? We just talked with Jason Dudash. If you're a government worker, you're in the union, and you're just fed up with all of their tactics, of all the stuff you're learning about them, and you're sick of it, and you want to do something to stop it, you're going to have to stand up. Like this school teacher in Virginia we talked about in the first segment today, said no to this new transgender policy for for elementary students. Said, no, I'm not going to teach it. It's against my religion. It's wrong. It's harmful. It's harmful to kids. You willing to stand up? You Republicans who supported Fred Girard, Marion County Republican Party, you know who you are. How do you feel about the Forever Dead People on the Voter Rolls bill that passed because Fred and the boys wouldn't take a walk and then negotiate it away? Or how about this Senate Bill 52, celebrated now by the leftists, this transgender bill that is going to be taught, a curriculum that's going to be taught in our public schools? Fred and the boys let that happen too. How do you feel about that? Are you going to stand up and fight and say no more? Or are you just going to roll over and just for the sake of the party, we're going to be nice. We're going to play along. We're not going to fight anymore. Walt writes an email, and Rich, hang on, I'll get to you in a second. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Walt writes an email, says, wanted to get another announcement this morning in to remind your listeners about what's happening at the River Church on Portland Road. This evening, 7 p.m., the new movie entitled Non-Compliant will be showing. This is Chris Ann Hall and J.C. Hall, her husband's movie. He says, I'm sure it'll be quite inspirational to all who love and value liberty. Also, next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, July 16th, they'll have another meeting of the Freedom Business Fellowship at 7 o'clock at the River Church. Those of you who are sponsors on KSLM, businesses, you need to come and attend this meeting. July 16th, 7 p.m. This is the Freedom Business Fellowship. Businesses coming together to equip and empower local small businesses. This is important, friends. Why? Have you heard about this new variant that they're beginning to tout of the COVID? Saying, well, there's some studies out there showing that maybe this new variant is not controlled by the vaccine. Where do you think that's going to go? If you're a business and you didn't like being shut down before, you're not going to like it when it happens again, because they're setting it up, folks. Are we going to be non-compliant? That movie shows tonight, 7 p.m. at the River Church. Are we going to stand up and be counted? Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
If the government comes to my house to coerce me into taking a vaccine, that is one more reason not to take it when a socialist slash communist government comes to your house and attempts to force you into something that's probably not good for you, because all of a sudden, why do they really want you to take it? Since they haven't done anything in my best interest, why would I suspect that this would be in my best interest now? That's all I got.
Well, but you're speaking from some common sense analysis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So how do we reach the people that are not thinking the way you and I do about this? We're not, maybe they're just busy living their lives. They don't care about politics. How do we reach them to understand what you just articulated?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is that I have my sister-in-law took the vaccine, and 2 months later now she's breaking out in spots all over her body. At first they said it was allergy. Now they're saying that it was from the vaccine. So there's all sorts of side effects coming over it. So I would look at the idea that if you're halfway healthy, you're better off without a experimental drug in you. And if they can't understand that, well, no help for them.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And that's how you have to talk about it. It's really how you have to talk about it. Rich, thanks. Appreciate it. Lee writes an email, says, aren't most choices swayed by money? We should wonder where the motivation lies. You ask if the experimental shot was required. There would be hope there would be a mass walkout. Without workers, the business machine can't run. People get sick. Get an experimental shot leads to the unknown. Anybody that is pushing the experimental shot has only listened to one side of the argument. If that ticked you off, I challenge you to research the Nuremberg Code of 1947. Go ahead. I challenge you. Do you want, do you have the right, but don't force your ignorant fear-based belief on others? Take the time to research both sides of the argument. Continually challenge why you believe what you believe is true. 1 + 1 = 2. If a 99.9XX% recovery rate for those that don't have a weakened system need what? Don't need a vaccine. 99% of us recover. What you do need is a great contractor, somebody you can trust to come into your home if you're thinking about doing that kitchen remodel. That's who Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is. He is a contractor and his team who does it right. Again, don't take my word for it. Go to their website, righteousrenovations.com, and literally look at the great testimonials of very satisfied customers and the before after pictures. Plus, they do work beyond just your residence. They can do work on your commercial business. RighteousRenovations.com. Have a good experience. So, friends, as we end the show today, there are people who are fighting. We need to stand up and fight, each of us. If you really believe that America is this shining city on a hill, and I do, I still do. Yeah, we got problems, and we've got people in our party. We've got conservatives in our party, Christian conservatives, who are not willing to stand up and fight. We have to, first of all, pray that their eyes will be opened, number one. And then number two is continue to persuade them by being conversational and engaging them, believing they will see the light. That's how we change the world. That's how we change the Republican Party. Thanks for joining us today at 6:59. I'm back tomorrow for Freedom Friday. Oh, Dr. Okay.